This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn. This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bang.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's topic is...
Ooh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
This is always right there when I need her. All right, well, we'll rehearse that better for next time. Cheerleader.
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 Were you ever a cheerleader?
Hell no. Far from it. I was a pretty determined tomboy.
Oh, okay.
For most of my youth.
That doesn't surprise me.
And then I hit middle school and I was like, oh no, I'm doing it wrong. Uh-oh. And that's when I first started being like, clothes, makeup.
Yeah,
you know, you'd like wear blue eyeshadow one day and be like, this was a terrible idea.
And everyone's like, what happened to Laura?
Yeah. And I quit all my sports one at a time, like over the course of middle school.
Smart.
I secretly danced and played violin, which was
artistic.
Like nerdy. Yes. Mm-hmm. I was like a secret artist. I was like tough. Like I can play soccer as good as boys.
Right.
And then I had to, like, just because you can't actually do everything.
Yeah.
A lesson I still struggle with. I quit, like, I think I quit swim team first.
Oh.
And then I quit soccer. And I remember all these conversations with my mom where it'd be like, I don't have time for.
Sure.
Which do you want more, ballet or soccer? But the more I became a performer.
And cheerleader was never on that list.
Cheerleader was never on the list. Not even close to it.
Mm.
I did dance, but I didn't cheerlead.
Mm.
And also... Even if I had, so I went to an art school in middle school and high school. This is very important. Everyone cares about it. I went to a magnet school. So if I wanted to play sports, I had to do them at my like home public school.
Okay.
I only did one once I got to high school, I only did one season of cross country and they didn't have cheerleaders. That's my point.
Okay.
So I'm caffeinated and I want everyone to know
your entire history with athleticism.
Yeah. It's important to me. I'm a very... I never work out anymore, but I did as a child. It was my thing, and now it's not even... Yeah, I never cheerleaded. Did you? Were you, like, on a good team?
No. I was a middle school. I was a middle
school
cheerleader. Very different.
Yeah.
Not in high school. So
yeah,
I was, like
competitive by
I
that
had,
point.
Like, the loosey, silly little pom-poms.
Okay.
And, like, you know, the skirts that had been passed down from, like, you know, generations and generations. But I loved it because it kind of coincided around the time that the movie Bring It On came out.
Oh, sure.
Which was huge for me. I was obsessed with that movie. I thought it was so funny, so cool.
Does that movie hold up?
I think it does. Jonathan's shaking his head.
Our engineer says yes.
Yeah. So I think it holds up. We'll watch it later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I watched it a few years ago, and I think it had some interesting thing. Like, it had some secret, like, cultural undertones.
Yeah.
Because there was, like, the black team.
Right.
And the Kirsten Dunst team.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were stealing from them.
And they were stealing from them, and they were better, and they were it's about appropriation.
It is. It truly is. Smart.
Smart. Yeah. I feel like I remember gay
time.
Stuff, too. When did I watch this movie? In my mind,
really
it's brilliant.
Would, yeah, yeah.
We'll rewatch it.
Yeah.
We'll do a slumber party. So you had the actual pom-poms?
I did, and I really loved it. And because, like, you know, I don't know where it in the timeline of, like, our lives that it was implanted on us that, like, cheerleaders are hot.
Yeah.
But cheerleaders are hot.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, it's where the femme girls went.
It's like
so in a heteronormative structure. I mean, that's why I just didn't fit. I was never going to be the girl in the skirt. Like, the exercise
with
I got was always like, team-oriented, and I was always a little aggro.
Right,
so it wasn't like cheerleading. Even in my, like, musical theater life, they'd be like, Laura, smile. And I'd be like, I'm mad.
Yeah.
Joseph got a coat, and I didn't. Why would I be fucking smiling right now? These are really bold choices I was making as an eighth grader playing Zebulon and Joseph. Anyway.
Cheerleaders are hot, and it's because the short skirts, the femininity, you know, the makeup, and hypersexualized.
The hypersexualized, and also the, like, we're just here to support the boys.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a very conventional gender structure.
Back in the day, though, it used to be mostly men.
Did it?
Yeah.
I didn't know this. I did know George Bush Jr. was a cheerleader.
Was a cheerleader,
right?
Yeah. So
George W.
It was an activity for men in Ivy League schools, led by Rooter Kings and Yell Leaders.
Whoa. That's the thing?
Yeah.
Your Rooter, research is so much better than
Rooter Kings and Yell
Rooter
Leaders.
Rooter Kings as an RRR. No. No.
No.
No, Rachel.
R-O-O-T-E-R.
Wow, that was just my brain malfunctioning and fully shutting down.
Rooter.
R-O-T, like as in root for...
Yeah.
Root. Root for the...
Yeah, exactly.
Team. We're going to sing as much as possible in this episode. Rooter Kings.
Yes. And Yell Leaders. So, and then since then, it's like Yell totally leaders. Changed.
Yeah.
Women took over when men went to fight in World War II.
Holy shit.
I know. That's when women started cheerleading.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then there were a bunch of riots when people of color weren't chosen for teams at like integrated schools. And then feminists of the 70s.
There were riots about.
Yeah.
This is, I imagine, like in the heart of the civil rights movement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Because in like newly integrated schools, they were still just having like white women.
Yeah.
Bullshit. And then in the
Cut
70s,
to 1998,
yeah, when Bring It On came out,
addressing
I'm fucking
decades
Gabrielle Union
around integration.
Union. Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't it?
Yeah. And 3LW, I think were the girls in the backup. Yeah. Loved that movie. Again, can't stress it enough.
We got to watch this.
I know. So then feminists in the 70s were like, hey, this isn't fair because you're just making these girls be like hypersexual.
Yeah.
And just they're there literally to support the men. Also, they were only getting paid like $14 a game. Like,
wait,
it was insane.
At NFL games?
Yeah. Yeah. They were
14
getting,
bucks?
Yeah. When it was like in the,
in
like,
the 70s.
60s, yeah, the 60s and 70s.
I mean, it's more money, but that's still
it was insane.
Like 50 bucks now? What's the inflation rate there?
It was nuts. So they around, I believe the year was 1976. The Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, these were like the first ones to be like, we're fucking hot and we know it. They changed their uniforms. They played the Super Bowl, changed their uniforms. They had these sexy new outfits.
No.
Showing off their midriffs, showing off their legs.
Fucking
and then
Cowboys.
I know. And then they got like, they were on the cover of Esquire and they were like super sexy and posing. And that was in 76. So then it was just like, from that moment on, cheerleaders are like sex symbols.
Interesting.
I know. Crazy. Flash forward to, you know, 2018 or whatever.
Now, wait a minute. I have a question.
Yeah.
You might not have the answer, but my favorite thing is when you bring better, more research.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I have questions about it. Did you come
you
prepared?
Challenge me. Yeah. Here we go.
$14 a game?
Yeah.
In the 60s?
Yeah.
And then the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders are like... cover of Esquire.
Yeah.
When we, you don't,
I don't
who
know.
Knows?
I, don't
I just
know.
Want to know when they like, when got and how money. They negotiated that contract because there have to be.
Well, I don't, but the thing is like, it still sucks today to be a cheerleader.
Like for the NFL?
Yeah. Because like, you can't be places where there are players.
Wait, you can't be
you
places
can't.
Where there
you,
are players.
No, you can't. You can't be seen out with them. Yep. Like it was, yeah, you get penalized.
So you can't like go to the parties?
Yeah, you had to. You
what the
you
fuck
to,
is that about?
You had to block players from following them on social media. they can't have. Yeah, they can't be like posing in like their
Wait
own
a
gear.
Minute.
Yeah.
So I just googled how much money do NFL cheerleaders make?
Uh oh.
This article from January 31st, 2019.
Yeah.
Today, it's estimated that NFL cheerleaders earn between 75 to $150. Per game.
Holy shit. That's insane.
That is criminal.
That's insane.
That is, that has to be illegal.
I mean,
if we're breaking that down, how long is a football game? Like 2.5?
No.
Three,
longer,
four?
So
how many?
Like 4 hours.
If you do the hourly, it's maybe 25, 50 bucks an hour. I mean, like 50 bucks an hour is a good rate, but if you're working 3 or 4 hours a day.
Oh my God.
That's less than a bartending shift.
I know.
Shitty Sunday morning. No, Sunday afternoon, slow ass bartending shift.
Yeah. It's the whole culture. I mean, that's, so
this doesn't include other corporate appearances, which would like be paid a different rate.
Right. But still.
But like, how much are you getting paid like on your own?
Yeah.
A lot of press is free.
Yeah.
Like, you don't often get paid to be featured in a magazine.
Yeah.
If you do the cover of Esquire, I don't even know what the pay structure for that looks like, honestly.
Yeah. We'll find out when we're on the cover of Esquire.
They better fucking pay us. Esquire.
Get them. Yeah. So I found all this out because, so this cheerleader, Bailey Davis, was, fired from the New Orleans Saints. And she like became like a feminist folk hero because basically she got fired because she posted a photograph of herself in a lacy, like sexy outfit on, Instagram.
Yeah.
And then she became like a target of online attacks and from like angry men. And then also like, other cheerleaders, they were like, you're fucking it up for us, like how dare you do this, because there's like such a strong like rules around like being a cheerleader, like you can't even be in the same restaurant as an NFL player. How crazy is that? And
that's
then she has
fucking nuts.
Yeah
Why does that rule exist?
I don't know.
I mean, is it,
it's just outdated. The whole culture is like totally outdated
and weird.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like, domestic abusers are getting paid millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know.
I'm so glad I don't watch football anymore.
I know. Fuck
it. I did for a time. Like, truth be told. I followed the Broncos for, like, reasons of nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
And then Trump got elected, and I was like, who has time? Because politics is now a part-time job. I'm just furious for these cheerleaders.
I know, me too.
Because I just assumed that that would be like a coveted
job. I know.
Because cheerleading, like competitive cheerleading.
Oh, yeah.
Is a big fucking deal.
Huge.
Like in the high school arena.
Oh my God.
Like the state and national competitions for cheerleaders like are on fucking TV.
Yeah.
And they're
my
stunning.
My high school had like insane.
It's like that or like Olympic gymnastics.
Yeah.
Like,
I saw them. I remember I was like a freshman and I saw like the cheer team like. Rehearsing. I'm an actor. They were rehearsing.
They were practicing.
Rachel. They were cheer practice, and it was fucking intense. They were like in a row. It was like, you know, there was like five by five of them, and like the coach would like call out like two spots and be like shout like a jump or something or a move they would have to do, and they would have to do it like it was like
just do it on call.
On call. Yeah. That,
okay, but also okay, 75 to 150 a game.
Mini
are they
army.
Getting paid to practice?
Oh, I am sure.
I'm checking.
Okay, do it.
Because I'm so mad.
I know you're mad. Okay, let's take a turn just to calm you down a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so in terms of porn, which is why we're here really. 2017. Remember that year? Remember it? 2017? It was the year of the cheerleader for porn. It was the 7th most popular search term for that year. Came out with a bang, moving up 366 slots into the top 20 searches of the year.
Yeah. And it was like number 7 in 2017, right?
Yeah.
That's what I found.
7th most popular. Yeah. Since then, it's not even in like the top 20, 40 search terms. So, and I couldn't for the life of me find out what happened in the year 2017.
What year the New Orleans Saint cheerleader? That's the team you said, this woman.
Yeah. It was, the article came out in 2019.
So that she had just recently.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So yeah, so I think it was like 2018. But I don't know what happened in the year 2017. When did that song Cheerleader come out? That was 2015. There's really, if anyone has any idea,
write to us if you know why there was a major spike.
Everyone was obsessed.
Cheerleader fetishization.
Yeah. Yep. In the year
2017.
We can't figure it out. So,
I read some stupid articles about this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I found a thing that was like, just like Pornhub insights, and they sometimes will be like, maybe this is the reason that I also found this like Metro article that basically just took all the data from the Pornhub thing and like barely slapped an opinion on it.
Oh, okay.
Sex therapist Dr. Lori Batito believes the increase in porn searches for porn for women has a lot to do with women feeling more empowered in 2017.
Oh.
And are expressing their desires more openly.
Yeah.
From the Me Too movement to prominent females like the likes of Hillary Clinton and Nikki Haley on the world stage. women are feeling more empowered. So this is partially about like a spike in women viewership overall.
Oh.
But they sort of lumped cheerleader into that.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
I think they're analyzing this data really badly.
Right.
And like, I don't correlate a cheerleader spike to like female empowerment.
Well,
exclusively.
It also was significantly popular with women.
Yeah.
In 2017.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why.
Yeah.
So it increased.
I mean, I'm not like Hillary Clinton
over like 1,019%.
Like what?
I know. I don't get it.
Plus, that was after the election, so I actually feel like like we're waning in our interest in Hillary.
Yeah.
So
football cheerleader searches increased 972% around the Super Bowl. Also, every year around the Super Bowl, they skyrocket.
Mm.
Not surprising. It's in the top searched for occupations on Pornhub.
Mm.
It's number six.
You want to know sixth occupation? What are the top five?
The teacher, doctor,
real estate agent.
I think so. But like teacher, doctor,
nurse.
What else? I can't remember. I just wrote down teacher as number one.
Broker.
I don't think broker.
Well, that's the same as a real estate agent. But she's a real estate broker at this one. And I
think
don't
it's
understand
mostly
the
like
details of what the difference is.
Nurse, doctor. I don't know.
If I'm being honest, I still just have the internet open and I'm reading this money article about how much cheerleaders get paid, and apparently it's very secretive.
Interesting.
And we're asking
the hard questions.
It's not a full-time job. Despite the demands of cheerleading, NFL teams stress it is not a full-time job.
What the fuck?
In fact, cheerleaders are often required to have other jobs to be students in college.
Ugh. Okay.
Ugh.
I know. Gross.
Fucking NFL.
in the 70s, right?
Yes.
Cheerleaders become hypersexualized. And then, of course, porn
is sexual.
Yeah. And they take it and run with it. And that's when Debbie Does Dallas comes out.
Oh, that was a big moment.
Yeah. 1978.
Yeah.
And I think since then, there's just been like sex.
Just a theme around it.
You know, around cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Also, this is a funny little tidbit. In the year 2005, Arizona State University were looking into a legal claim in the possible infringement of trademarks and intellectual property over the porn star Courtney Simpson performing in an ASU cheerleader uniform in a porn.
And they were like, "That's our uniform.
Yeah.
And we want your money."
Yeah.
Were they suing for money? Were they like, was it brand ownership?
Yeah,
and they were like, "You can't put ASU in a porn."
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Honestly, it probably did. That's a party school. Like, that only helped you out.
Yeah.
Don't lie to yourself
about
who you are.
That's free advertising.
Yeah, exactly.
So enjoy it.
Yeah.
Let's go to the showdown.
Okay.
Showdown.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, this was hard.
It's not my favorite showdown.
Yeah, they're not very creative
I
when it comes to like
an hour
occupation
looking
titles.
For titles. And they're like... Well, I'm just like down. Now I'm just like making everyone excited to not listen to this podcast. It was hard. There's just a lot of like cheerleader fucked, fucking cheerleader, cheerleader dicked. Like just like really boring. Yeah. Like the only event in the title was cheerleader.
Sure.
Well,
let's hear what you got.
Well, let's see. Let's see how we do.
Let's hear what you have.
Do it for state. Fucking rival cheerleader. That looked like an amateur vid.
Do it for state.
Yeah.
In my head, it's like state championship, like for the cheerleading team.
It's like a football guy.
Oh, okay.
And some.
Oh, see, in my head, it was like the cheerleader was like, I have to do this in order to win like states. I have to fuck this guy.
Like it's part of the cheerleading conference.
Yeah.
Like the fourth competition is like, now you fuck.
Yeah.
And one of the sexual partners wins.
Yeah. And it will be the woman.
Rachel, when you have sex with people, are you competing with them?
Am I supposed
to
not
be? Are you trying to win?
I thought it was a game.
Now I'm just imagining you like getting laid, being like, I'm gonna win.
I'm gonna win. I'm gonna make you come first.
Eat shit. Well, that's easy.
Yeah.
Fucked my cheerleader daughter.
Oh.
Got some incest in there.
What a great dad.
Or
mom.
Why not?
Yeah.
The pregnant cheerleader.
Oh.
Here's a twist.
Yeah.
She's not pregnant. As far as I can tell.
From the thumbnail.
She is not showing at all. Oh. So maybe she's pregnant, but yeah. It's like...
It's early on.
We're at 10 weeks.
Yeah.
It's going well.
Yeah.
All the, like, you know, doctor's visits have been good.
Yeah.
Active sex life. Varsity cheerleader time stop. Huh. No idea.
Okay.
What's a time, like, what's a time, it just looks like regular porn.
Yeah,
time stop. So what's a time stop about? This has nothing to do with cheerleaders, except for that I was like, time stop? Like, I was like, is it like stop motion or like something? It's just a live action normal porn.
Huh. Dear listeners, if you know what time stop means,
yeah,
write to us.
Cheerleader sex doll gets ass destroyed.
Of course. Of course.
Gotta destroy them.
Was it really a doll?
It's a sex doll.
Oh.
Yeah, and then you dressed her up. So first of all,
you dressed
her up. So it's a sex doll.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in the community that specifically likes to watch porn about sex dolls.
Me too.
I mean, A, I'm like not here for it because I'm like, what? But
it's the antithesis of porn for women.
There's an argument to be made that like, well, no women were harmed in the making of this destroyed ass, whatever, you know, like... Okay.
Yeah.
You know, like if somebody's going to be subjugated, maybe it wants to be
an inanimate object. Yeah.
But also, you didn't destroy the ass of that doll, man. It's meant to be durable.
Yeah.
Like you just fucked a doll.
Maybe
the
he's
ass
trying
is
to
fully intact.
Doesn't get a new one while the guarantee is still out there.
Who knows? Okay. Next we have.
Uh-huh.
Grades ain't good.
Wait, hold
no
on,
cheerleading. Oh, what?
I'm just thinking, like, did this guy have to, like, research to find, like, a cheerleading outfit that specifically fit the doll?
Yeah.
Like, do you think he had to, like...
Yeah, think about the... She was to, like, wearing a cheerleading outfit. Yeah. He got like, a costume he had to, like, for his... He had a dress. He had to play dress up with his doll.
He had to play dress up. Like, he bought a cheerleading outfit online.
Yeah.
Like, he got her measurements.
Yeah, Rachel, if you are asking if this guy put the work in, he did.
Okay, sorry, keep going.
Commitment.
Last okay, one, sorry. Or next one.
Grades ain't good. Uh-oh. No cheerleading.
Oh, she's got a...
Classic structure mm-hmm. for a porn. Like, uh-oh, you owe me.
You owe me. What are you going to do
Can't cheerlead
for me?
If you don't let me... Fuck
yeah. Yeah. How bad do you want to cheer?
Yeah. Oh, I wrote a note to myself. I almost read this, but it's not a title. It's a note.
Mm.
This will be fun to talk about. Lots of foot stuff.
What do we think that is?
I actually, that makes sense to me.
It does?
Yes.
The socks?
Yes.
Mm.
So like, so it's sweaty socks. Like a lot of the foot stuff is specifically like the
sweat.
Girl still with like her socks on and the guy kind of like worshiping that. It's that the socks are like used and grossed and sweaty in.
Yeah.
Specifically with this like
conventionally
beautiful, untouchable woman. And I think that the tension of that contradiction makes sense to me.
Nasty, sweaty socks. And,
yeah, like pretty girl socks. Like, makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, tons of foot fetish stuff. Like,
I see it.
As much as anything else. There were just tons of foot videos. Not as much as, but like 25%?
It was like the second. Yeah, it was probably
tons
like,
of foot stuff.
I bet.
So maybe the answer to our 2017 question
is
follow the feet.
Was the year of the foot fetish?
Should have been a fucking detective. I don't know. Maybe there was a foot thing that
year. Yeah.
Did we check?
I don't know.
We didn't, but we will now.
Yeah.
Also, Broken Teens is a thing.
What does that mean?
It's a brand. It's a It's like a channel.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. There was a lot of like Broken Teens cheerleader, and I was like, this is a fucked up.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Brand. I just don't like. I don't like what that implies. I don't like the
The
exploitative vibe.
I think that,
there's
branding. A lot of exploitative. I think that goes like hand in hand with a lot of like porn stars in general.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. Like, oh, this girl's
porn star
lost
must
and
be,
we fucked her.
Right. Yeah. Like, we broke her
this
even more.
Like this terrible whore begs for cock. Like
she lives on the street.
Yeah. Not a fan of that narrative.
Right. She can't just be like a nice regular girl.
Look, she can be all kinds of things. She can be fucking broken if she wants to be.
Yeah.
But the like, we found her and she's broken. Yeah. And we're going to make it worse
and we're gonna
by destroying her pussy. Like,
right. The sigh heard around the world.
Cheerleaders pie initiation.
Oh.
I'm not altogether confident this is really porn. I mean, it's on the aggregates, but it was like, it just looked like pie stuff. Like, it just looked like, you know, in Dazed and Confused, when Parker Posey like hazes the freshmen and they like squirt him down with like ketchup and like whatever the fuck.
So they're just smearing
pies?
I think
this is just like initiation. Like you're in the squad now, like pie stuff. But they do like have it on. It is porny.
It's just a bunch of
like
girls.
Underwear and stuff is involved.
And it's a bunch of girls like
but
being
it's just like pie play.
Other.
Like I did not see any sexual activity in the click through.
Yeah.
Pie play.
Someone's jerking off to that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If cake farts is a thing.
Yeah, there's certainly.
Then certainly pie play. probably bigger than we'd think, you know? Two hot high school cheerleaders doing crazy naked things at football party. I just wrote this one in because I was like, of course they are, you know? Like
just we all went to high school.
Yeah. Yeah,
doing crazy naked things.
Yeah,
at a football party.
Last one.
Okay.
Cheerleaders trapped in each other's arms.
Oh,
that one was just kind of sweet.
Yeah, what a nice way to end it.
Yeah, nice.
Like a forbidden love between two cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Oh, we should make that porn.
Yeah, somebody has million times. Yeah, there's a lot of lesbian cheerleader porn.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we made it better.
Yeah.
If we made an ethical, like, secret cheerleader love.
And I also want them to be, like,
also,
athletic.
Have you heard of the movie, But I'm a Cheerleader?
Yeah. Oh, duh. Because
you know that that's what that is.
Exactly.
Cool. Listen, dream your dreams.
I really thought I was onto something.
You're close, okay? Yeah. You just
back
gotta
to the
find
drawing
your
board.
Angle. Back to the drawing board.
God damn it.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a cute little break.
Why are they always gotta be cute little breaks?
Can't I don't know.
I want a big ass break.
I want a big honking break.
It's still gonna be a cute little break. It's gonna be a 30 second break.
It'll be a little.
Maybe a minute if there's an ad in there.
If you're lucky.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back! Should we start with Let Me See Your Ponytail Swing?
Yeah.
Let's do it. / I Want a Viking Warrior?
Yeah. This is an interesting one.
Yeah.
So this is from X Confessions,
mm-hmm.
Erica Lust, one of our faves. And this is an interesting one. First of all, honestly, hard to find a feminist ethical cheerleader porn.
In a sort of surprise to no one.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a little surprising.
Yeah.
Because it's not, like, it's such a common
thing. Fantasy, yeah.
Yeah, common fantasy and common
like
thing in
sexual,
porn.
Yeah.
That you'd think, I mean, if you have ethical, hot cheerleader porn, send them to us. We did some digging and like didn't find a ton.
Yeah. Well, I think specifically like feminists aren't going to, like a feminist porn isn't going to make like a cheerleader.
Feels,
yeah.
But that, I feel like that's why feminists should make, like, we got to do it. Let's do it right.
Let's,
you know?
Yeah. Take it back.
And, like, this, actually, and that doesn't say that this one doesn't do it right. But
it's not just for the male gaze. You know?
So this is called Let Me See Your Ponytail Swing.
Slash.
I Want a Viking Warrior.
Yeah. So it's a combination of two confessions.
Yes.
As we know.
This is ex-confessions as we... Yeah.
Yeah. Ex-confessions. You write in your confession, and then Erica Lust makes a porn. Mm-hmm. So she took two of these together. Basically, like, a woman wanting her husband or boy partner to dress up as a Viking, and mm-hmm. then a guy wanting his partner to dress up as a cheerleader.
Yeah. The theme that she used, these two different... confessions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the theme she used to tie together these two confessions is like a sexless marriage.
Yeah,
that too. Yeah. Role play, but also like my right. marriage is boring. Yeah. And how do we break through that?
Yeah,
and these different role playing options to sort of resolve that for both people.
Yeah, I have to say I loved that. I loved that it started with her putting in her fucking Invisalign and like her.
Dude, it wasn't an Invisalign. It's a mouth guard.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, for like grinding
like
teeth.
Like even better slash worse. Yeah. Like she, that's the thing you put at night to protect your teeth. Yeah.
Dressed as me going to bed.
Dressed as you. Oh, you have a shirt that says I hurt Swedish boys?
I do now. And like sweatpants mm-hmm. with her hair up. You know?
Yeah.
And he's got his glasses on.
Yeah.
You know, he's like in his comfy cozies too.
Yeah.
Like getting to bed, like watching TV. He's like reading a book.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, this is what like everyone in a relationship at some point like looks like. And I loved it.
Yeah. I wanted that to lead to the sex.
Directly.
You know? I mean, what they did was also clever in the, like we then
cut to their
like
inner monologues. Right.
Direct address to us being like, I just wish...
Yeah.
She would do this. I wish that he would do this.
Yeah.
And then it like cut to like, bah,
like a
like
dream
rock
sequence.
Music,
yeah.
Dream sequence.
Which I loved. I loved that cutaway with the
super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they fuck.
And then
it
they
just
fuck.
Turns into like normal fucking.
Yeah. He's a Viking warrior mm-hmm. and she's a cheerleader.
Although they like do take those things off as the, like he like takes off his wrist things.
Right. But I mean, we're pretty clear she's still a cheerleader throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think the key to cheerleader porn is like there are the uniform in some way is still on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like they're still wearing their skirt.
You just hike it up. Over, yeah.
They're
whatever.
Still wearing their skirt. Mm-hmm. Their hair still got their little bow in it or whatever.
Yeah.
And maybe they're still holding their pom-poms.
Yeah, she did make a point. She's like on her back at one point and like reaches for and like holds the pom-pom.
Yeah, and like puts it near her head so it's like in frame.
Yeah.
Yeah. The socks are still on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a specific shot because it was like, let me see your ponytail swing. And in the quote that he get like from the confession about how he's like, like seeing a ponytail swing, I think like makes me so hard or something.
Yeah.
So there's a shot where like she's on top and fucking him and like
kind
of make, it's a little heavy handed,
but
like makes a point to like toss her ponytail around.
Right. Right. It really wasn't swinging though.
No.
It looked a little bit like she was just kind of like wobbling her head back and forth and trying to make her ponytail move.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? Just fuck. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it just looked like she was, like, shaking her head no a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Like, wobbling it back.
It was a sort of awkward moment.
Yeah. It was, like, a little bobblehead.
Yeah.
Things that I loved. I loved that she, like, had to get him hard. Like, he wasn't just immediately hard.
I had that written down, too.
Yeah.
That she goes to suck his dick, and we just, like, open on a flaccid cock.
Yeah.
And then... stay with it.
Right.
She like works it up to a boner. And
right.
I was like, this is real life.
Yes.
Cause like sometimes obviously you'll like be doing all kinds of things. And
right.
The first time a guy gets his dick out, you're like, it's hard.
Right.
And sometimes
it's not.
You're there to help
guys.
With that.
Guys need foreplay too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I loved that.
I did too.
Yeah. I loved that she had like a very like thick body.
Yeah.
Like, I like watching,
they both
like,
just had very human bodies.
Human-looking real bodies, you know, which I really loved. And she just had, like, a really beautiful body. Like, just very voluptuous. And I liked that there was a lot of shots of, like, her ass while they were fucking.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I also wrote down that I like the sweaty. Like, by, like, halfway in, like, he was, like, fully sweaty, and again, I was like, sex, like real life sex.
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, also, foot stuff.
Oh, foot stuff.
And I was like, yep, of course. It's a thing. Like, he took her socks off to, like, kiss her feet, right?
Yeah.
He was doing some, like, stuff with, like, sucking on her toes and kissing her feet.
Right.
And I actually really liked it. Like,
me too.
I'm not much of a foot person.
But it feels good.
But in this context, it was actually one of my favorite parts of the porn.
Yeah.
Like, something about it was just really sensual and, like, tender and, like, sweet somehow. Yeah. Like, vulnerable.
Yeah, I liked it,
too. It was one of my favorite parts.
And also just, like, centering on her pleasure, obviously.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I liked it at the one point, like, his dick fell out and he had to put it back in.
Yeah.
They didn't edit that out. Again, real life.
Also, he comes at 9:35.
Yeah.
And it's like a 13 or 14 minute porn, and the last section is dedicated to her.
I loved it.
That said, I wasn't entirely sure she came.
Oh, really?
Which is, like, fine. I actually want to, like, put out there that, well, okay, so that sounds contradictory to, like, everything we stand for, because it's, like, female pleasure.
Yeah.
And I didn't love it in this context because it was, like, we were meant to believe that she came, I think, and I just didn't buy it. And maybe she did, but, like, and maybe it was just a weird edit, because, like, the moment that she was coming, he was, like, basically, like, static. Like, he was going down on her, but there was no motion.
Oh.
Like, he was, like, sort of, like, licking her and looking up at her, and then it cut back to her, like, quote-unquote coming.
Right.
But it didn't have the build and the tension and the, like, go, that, like, the female organism requires.
Yeah, right.
Where, like,
you're like, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop,
yeah. And, like, that's 5 minutes with me of that phase.
Yeah, right.
After 45 minutes prior.
Exactly.
So I didn't know if I believed it. And I've been thinking about this a lot, like, you know, like, does porn, should it always have, like,
An orgasm?
Like, do we need to see the cum shot? And I'm in favor of sort of stepping away from, like, it has to.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to feel lied to.
Right.
And I was unsure.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, did this woman come? Mm. And I didn't.
I mean, I don't mind.
Whatever the, like, indicators are that, like, help me believe that she did.
Right.
You know, like, shakiness or, like, that build or the, like...
If she didn't come, that's fine. But maybe believably portray it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm sure porn performers have to fake it all
the time.
And
right.
Do.
It doesn't have to... Yeah.
It just was strange to me.
Yeah.
And disappointing because the last 3 minutes were dedicated to
just
that.
To her, yeah.
And I was like, ooh, I don't know if I buy it.
I bought it.
You bought it.
I bought it, yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'm picky.
I mean, I guess, but I didn't really notice that he wasn't, like, I think it was because it was on her face.
Yeah, it was sort of a back and forth.
Yeah.
And I could be, you know, I might be tearing it apart.
And it might be a weird edit.
I was like, what? Yeah, just sort of a weird cut.
Yeah.
Like, maybe what was meant to be implied is that she had come, and then we go back to him sort of more gently, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure.
Yeah.
And I'm a stickler.
Because
I've faked so many orgasms
sure.
I should not have.
Right.
So I'm like, don't do it.
Don't do it. Right. But again, porn is fantasy, you know?
Yeah.
He had a weird thing where he kept kind of gripping the base of his dick.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
I did.
Like, it felt like he was always kind of like having to like, kind of like constrict.
Do you think that was for his pleasure? Like something that he liked probably?
I think so, yeah.
I think I noticed it, but it didn't bother me.
It didn't bother me either. I
like,
just thought it was interesting.
Yeah. He, like, does that a lot. It could just be, like, how he sort of, like, helps himself stay hard or something. Or, like, just something that he likes.
Right.
It's
just something that I don't see often, which I was like, oh, interesting. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's just, like, what he likes.
My overarching, like, thing about this is it just felt like very real sex.
Yes.
Like, it wasn't, like, wildly athletic.
Right.
It wasn't, like, it lasted forever and ever.
Right.
It actually just was like, oh, yeah, like, these people could be married and they're having sex.
Right, right. And it's just a fantasy.
Yeah, and they just happen to be, like, role-playing this time. But it just felt very, like, human in the way that they fucked.
And I also liked that there wasn't, like, some absurd pose of, like, a cheer pose, like, while he was fucking her. Like, I feel like in every cheerleader porn, there's, like, now she's in a scorpion. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Now she's, like, holding her leg up and in, like, a standing split. And, like, he's fucking her, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they got the, like, cheer bit out of the way.
Right.
At the top.
Right.
And then there was that weird ponytail moment, but there was no, like you said, like weird acrobatic cheerleader
thing. What they
did
do, though, she was like, had a cheer. Do you remember this? She had a cheer.
It was I want cock, C-O-C-K.
Yeah. Cock.
Bitch.
I want cock.
Here for it.
I know, but I loved it. I loved it.
You loved it.
Yeah, I'm using that.
Yeah.
Amusing.
Yeah. The thing is, I think when you use that, and I know you will, you'll do it with like a higher level of commitment.
Oh, 100%.
You are cheering. And as I now know, you have cheer experience to back
just a
that
tad.
Up. Just a touch, you know, on your resume.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the other one?
Yeah. Let's move to it.
Sean Lawless fucked cheerleader Lyra Law in doggy style.
What a title.
In the style of doggy.
In the style of doggy.
He sure did. Yeah. Weird title, which tells us, like, we're on an aggregate.
Right. It's just grammatically incorrect.
So we open on three cheerleaders.
Yes. Do you want to be part of the hottest college cheerleading squad or not?
Get him hard so we can take a picture of his dick.
And just like, seriously?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
So great dialogue.
Yeah, really great dialogue. I do like that it didn't feel like high school. Like they were like college. They made a point to be like college.
Cut to the guy whose dick they're taking a picture of. I'm like, this poor guy is fully bald at 18 or so, I believe. He's got like a shaved head and he is balding to like...
is not in college.
Yeah.
This guy's probably like 37.
He's not in high school. He's not in college. He's fucking in his 40s.
Yeah.
But he shaved his body, so we're meant to believe it.
Right, right.
So yeah, so she's like, oh no, like why, why am I mad?
Oh yeah, you're mad.
Why are they taking it? They have to get him hard to take a picture of his dick. What do they plan to do with the picture?
I don't know.
Like, unclear.
Send it out to everybody.
Missing exposition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this a revenge porn?
Yeah.
Big plot hole. And this is when we go in the locker room.
Yeah.
Guy's in there wearing his towel.
Well, first they make her take her panties off.
Right.
Which I was like, what? Okay.
Not explained?
Yeah.
Just a slow shot of her not wearing panties. I think the idea is like, look at my vagina, and then his dick will just get hard.
Yeah,
because as everyone knows, that's how that works.
That's it. That's all you got to do is just...
And so she goes in the locker room. There
she's
he
like,
is.
I've always wanted to fuck you.
Is that what she says?
Yeah.
I missed that line of dialogue because I was busy noticing that she just walks in and just like lifts up her skirt and
like puts her leg up.
Vagina.
Yeah. And she's like, here's my pussy. And he's like, you cheer like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You cheer like
cheer
that.
And she's like, yeah.
And then he says something to the effect of like, now I'm not even thinking about the loss anymore. Like he like made the bold choice that he lost
a game. But like no one else is in this locker room. So they just lost a game, but
and everyone
he's
just
alone.
Got out of it. Only he showered.
Yeah. But wait, he goes, he's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm going to get kicked off the team again.
Because he's fucking 40.
Yeah.
And he still hasn't graduated high school?
Yeah. College.
College.
He's going to get kicked off the team again.
Yeah.
Bold choice.
God.
Bold choice, Sean.
So she flashes her vagina.
Yeah.
He starts touching himself through the towel.
He honks his penis like a honk. Like it's like he's
horn.
Just like a honk.
Like
honk.
A mic horn.
Yeah. Like he literally just grabs it over his towel. It's like.
And then
she's like, does it make you hard?
And then she's like, let me see that cock.
Yeah.
And then he takes, or she's like, what does she say? Can I see your cock?
Yeah. Can I see it?
He goes, can I see it?
Because they talk about how they've always wanted to fuck each other. He goes, ever since you made JV co-captain, I've wanted to fuck you. Points for trying to use the right vocabulary.
Yeah.
You know?
This guy was really trying to, he's like, I lost the game. Like, I love a porn actor who's fighting to make sense of the plot that they're living inside of. They're like, so like, probably she's like JV co-captain.
We've known each other for a while.
Yeah.
I've probably been kicked off. At least once.
My academics aren't strong.
Yeah.
And then she sees his dick.
She's blown
and
away.
And as follows with real life, she's like, oh my God.
It's
you have a
so big.
The biggest dick I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Can I suck it? Like, she has to suck it.
She's so big.
Can
I suck it?
It's like, then sucks his cock. And for at least a good minute or two now, the two other girls have just been standing in the room. Yeah.
Visibly
the idea
hiding.
Is like they're peeking, but they're just standing in plain view of the dude.
4 feet away.
Behind the locker, just looking at him.
Yeah.
And then
peeking out like cartoon characters.
They pop out and they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah. We didn't say to fuck him.
Yeah. And she's like, you said to get him hard.
Yeah.
So then she just gives him a blowjob while they stand there.
Yeah.
The brunette redhead.
Yeah. As we all know, is like
makes a strong
color.
Choice to be like offended and disgusted.
They slut shame her.
Yeah. And well, the blonde is like just sort of dead face.
Yeah.
Like she was like.
She was like, I don't know.
Confused.
I was told
by
to be
what a blowjob
here today,
is. So. Like she was like, I'm getting paid less than if it was my scene, but whatever, I need it. And then. At what point, my favorite line, you're ruining your college reputation.
For
the
what?
Brunette says to her.
Yeah,
for what? Fucking a guy.
That bitch has a nose ring. Like, she's been fucking.
Yeah. She's been fucking.
She's been fucking.
She says because she knows.
Yeah, and
she's
also.
Like, I didn't know what I had until I lost it. Yeah. Meaning my reputation.
Yeah.
At some terrible college where the cheerleaders aren't allowed to fuck the football players.
Which
or whatever game. They don't ever actually say
it
what
could have been basketball.
Could have been basketball. Could have been wrestling.
Could have been
maybe
hockey.
Maybe that helps us explain why. But you don't call it a game in wrestling. So what even is
I don't
it?
Know. Swim meet.
I'm trying to look for things I liked about this.
Okay.
The towel on the locker room floor.
Mm, that was nice.
All class. Mm, what a gentleman.
Yeah.
For real, though, she does a sideways cowgirl.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I hate this because it's for porn, and it's like, how do we maximize the view? And it's just so that, like, we can see her more.
Yeah.
But I am impressed that she can do it.
Well, she's a cheerleader, and
she's
therefore
a cheerleader.
She's
cheerleader. She can do anything.
Yeah. It's implied that she's athletic.
It's a big old dick, so you could, like, stand up and still
but
be
she's
riding
doing
that thing.
She's doing the position that most women can only do for about 2 minutes max before their thighs give out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
We got a little bit of clit stimulation, which is great.
Yeah. A little tad.
Yeah. You know.
Dab a little dabble, do ya?
Uh-huh.
It won't. It's not enough.
Just so you guys know, you're going to need more than that.
Yeah.
And then
Anything
I was just going to say, she quickly jumps up to turn around and hold her pom-poms while he comes in her face.
Yeah.
Because if she's not holding her pom-poms, we've
then
missed out
an
important part.
Oh, what?
when the girls are like, give her the pom-poms, and they're like, here, you earned them. You earned them.
So it was a test all along.
Yeah.
Are you slutty enough to be a cheerleader
no.
in college?
Well, I don't think it was like, because I think they were like, I was like confused. Is she trying to get on the team? Because the beginning of the porn, they're like, do you want to be a part of the hottest college cheerleading squad? And I was like, she's already in a uniform.
Yeah.
I think she's got the spot. I mean, JV co-captain. She's guaranteed a spot.
Yeah, good point. I actually don't think these actors talk to each other about their character backgrounds.
I know.
Because she's JV co-captain.
And now she's trying to
But she's being ostracized. Maybe this is how you get on varsity.
Oh.
Bitch, that's the thing.
And then you're like, you earned these pom-poms.
Yeah.
She put the work in.
You only get pom-poms when you make it to varsity.
Yeah.
The JVs, they're just not ready for those pom-poms. It's too much.
You just hold your hand. You just use jazz hands.
Yeah. Or fists.
Yeah.
Weird fists. Because that's what holding
fingers.
A pom-pom actually is like.
Spirit fingers.
Spirit fingers.
It all comes back to Bring It On. All right. Is there anything you liked about this porn?
No. I mean, I was impressed at her athleticism.
It made me laugh.
I had to respect. Yeah, it made me laugh. It had all the all the great
Making
trappings of a mess of a mainstream porn that I am amused by.
Mm-hmm. I was entertained.
But I wasn't even vaguely turned on.
No.
Or into it.
Mm-mm,
are either of these going in your spank bunk?
Yeah, I think let me see your ponytail swing. I thought was hot. I liked it.
Okay.
It's going in there.
Okay.
I'm gonna pass on the other one.
Yeah.
Good effort.
I don't think either of these are going in for me.
Okay, that's fair.
It's not just because of the genre, because I actually feel like, as a diehard feminist, till death.
Yeah.
Till death.
We can't take it away from you.
I do feel like I'm still a good candidate because I'm still a shallow asshole who likes to watch
hot people. Yeah.
So there's plenty of cheerleader porn that like could be for me.
Yeah, you're not ruling out cheerleader.
And the like conventions of that, I'm not ruling it out. Mm. But like neither of these particularly rubbed me right.
Right. But see, I liked the other one because it was like a fantasy, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like, we're just regular old sexless couple.
Yeah. Can I tell you about the queef I saw last night? Can we end here?
Excuse me?
Well, I just was reminded...
The queef?
Because we were talking about like shallow porn. Yes, the queef.
Okay.
I saw.
Okay.
I heard it too.
Oh.
So I watched the cheerleader porn last night. You know, all critical eye.
Uh-huh.
All notes out. Mm-hmm. And then was like, let me just like watch a little something and actually chill myself off and go to sleep.
Sure.
So a friend recommended this channel to me called Leo Lulu. I wanted to say Lululemon.
Wrong.
Leo Lulu, it's a couple, it's like a verified but amateur couple.
Oh yes, I know them.
On Pornhub.
Yeah, they're really hot.
Yeah, they're so hot. It's angering.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, their bodies so are insane.
They blur out their faces. They're right. Like French or something.
Yeah.
They're clearly fucking Instagram models or something. Right. There are times when I'm like, this is amazing. And then there are times when I'm like, I just feel like I'm watching people at the gym that are hotter than, like, it's almost frustrating.
It's just annoying.
It's just like athletic.
It makes me feel bad.
And they don't seem to super prioritize her pleasure.
Mm.
Like their thing is that,
like,
it's a lot of like pumping and fucking and like, she has an incredible ass.
Right.
So it's a lot of like him fucking her from behind and just watching her ass and his giant cock.
Yeah.
But sometimes I watch it.
Yeah. Why not?
Because they're beautiful people.
Yeah. They're hot.
So I was watching one last night that's called something like Lazy Fucking on a Sunday.
Oh, sure.
Millions of views on this.
Mm-hmm.
And it just like starts like with him fucking her from behind and she does some fun stuff where she like works his cock in and kind of wiggles her ass and like they're playful, like the way that they fuck is fun. And then they reposition and she's like presenting higher, you know, like she's arching her back more. And then he slides his dick in and it just like forces air out and creates just this sustained queef. Like that's not long enough.
It's like, longer.
I can't make the sound with my mouth.
You can't do it.
I gotta do it. That's it. At least that long. And they left that shit.
They left it in.
Good for them. They earned so much more of my respect that they posted a video where she audibly queefs.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, babe, leave it.
For like 2 to 3 seconds. And then they just keep fucking. Fucking earned,
as you do.
Earned my fanship. I mean,
as
you do. I can't say that I came after that watching that when I switched videos, but I was like, just like laughing.
We gotta talk about it.
But they earned my respect. Yeah. I now like want to hang out with them. Before I'm like, I'll watch you fuck, but do not talk to me in real life. So I just wanted to finish on that. It's not cheerleader related, but where do I put it?
Yeah,
like we got to do a queef episode and circle back.
Certainly,
to it.
Bodily functions.
Oh my god, that's actually like a really good search term topic.
Queef. I'm sure people.
I'm sure. There's there's got to be tons of queef.
Oh
stuff.
Yeah.
Slash, we got to do porn bloopers at some point. Maybe we'll work those together.
All right.
Send us
now
your
ideas.
Now
we're just making a list.
Just making a to-do list.
We do. Listeners, send us your ideas, your search terms. We love hearing from you guys.
Yeah. Not for nothing too, when you send us your search term ideas, feel free to direct us to like ethical channels or videos that you like that are great. Like it helps us to have resources like that, and we're always trying to diversify the porn that we watch, particularly in the like ethical world, which is difficult to vet and hard to find. There's so much out there that like we haven't talked about yet. We want to talk about.
It's true.
Yeah. Also, rate, review, subscribe.
Yeah. Leave
find
us comments
on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's porn with the O. And find us on Twitter at GOP the podcast.
It's true. We're there. Trying anyways.
What else am I forgetting?
That's all. Just stay hydrated. Stay sexy.
Thanks for listening.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good for everybody.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.